Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Yes, it is Friday, and you know what that means. That means we're going to do Rebel Cards tonight. Yeah, we are. So, those of you that are just joining us on Facebook page, the Psychic Love Doctor Show, again, we're tweaking again tonight. But I think it's looking rather festive, as Harry Sue said.
No, we're cockeyed.
Oh, are we? Oh. Are we cockeyed?
Yes.
I don't see it, but...
Yeah, look, it looks like we're slanting down that way.
Oh, you feel like fixing
it?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be conducting your readings this evening or in the wee hours of the morning, depending on where you are. I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am showing to our Facebook group or crowd, you know, show folks that are there to watch us streaming live, and they're also chit-chatting on the side. And I wish I could show it to blog talkers, but you'll just have to take my word for that. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout, each of our callers tonight, as we always do. I prefer it that way. It gives me a chance to not just put down a couple, two, three, however many cards, but 24 gives me a pretty good take on what's happening in your life, what has happened in your life, and what's in the future for you. Let's all bear in mind, though, that personal prophecy allows us the opportunity to use dynamic tools as we navigate our path to the future. Those tools, ugh, I can't talk. And I did not go to happy hour yet. Those tools are choice and change. And you hold a tremendous amount of power over your future utilizing those two important tools, as we'll illustrate as we go along. So I want to now turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico right now.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I want to remind you folks also out there in all platforms, if you are international, let us know. And we'll give you your due international shout-out that you deserve, like to Terry Sue in the UK, and that's all I see so far.
Oh,
anybody else,
make
yourself be heard, and I will give you shout-outs. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. It could be any time during the show. We will do that when you show up. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your re-reading. And when you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can hear the show while you wait. And that's true. You will listen to the show while you wait. And you will not hear silence. You hear silence, someone wrong, hang up, call back. Very simple. No silence on this show, ever. If we're late, you'll hear music. We had somebody with us. They went bye-bye, but we have more people. So
it might
have been, let's get tired of listening to that music for a while. You know, when we were 10 minutes
late. Yeah, I thought, well, they're not coming.
So. All right. Oh, no. I've yet begun to talk.
Oh, I thought you were finished.
Facebookers, we will try to work you in if we get gaps in the phone callers, phone caller priority. Wednesday is your show day where we alternate, but today is not that day. Today is Rebel Card Friday. Speaking of which, when you hear tonight the Rebel Yell, that is almost like the harp, basically, which means the first thing it means, the most important, actually, believe it or not, is that your reading is over. It has to come to an end to go to others. Others cannot get the reading if it is taking forever. So we will let that little yeehaw let you know that your reading's wrapping up. Just let it wrap up, please. Let it be. But before we go, we're going to give you a rebel card, a single rebel card before we move on. And it will be not a sunshine and healing little prissy little angel card. So it's going to be, you know, eat your vegetables, you're crying like a baby type card. So stuff like that. But they're cool. I like it. I like it. And I think that's all I've got cooking here, Deb.
Yeah.
I pinned the number in, but I'll put it back again.
Do you know why? Do you know why?
Why?
Thanksgiving is always on the last Thursday of the month.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
I don't know. We're asking you.
When you say that on a show, it's like, oh, you're going to tell us the answer. Because that's just what the powers to be in Congress deemed it.
I guess.
They have to pick a day.
Now, Canada has its own Thanksgiving, and does Terry Sue the England or other countries where you are around?
Probably have. I don't think they have.
You probably don't have Indians.
We didn't have a Native American thing going on. Hey, let's go eat together before we take your land and kill you.
Well, I'm very, very happy to have all of you with us this evening. Remember, this is the time of year intuitively that we start.
Where's my napkin?
Oh, you must
do it in here.
Here. You gave it to me.
Thief.
I guess.
I just threw it on the table because I was busy. All right. Real quick.
I was saying something, but I can't.
Okay, finish it then.
I can't remember it.
Then you're done. World Vasectomy Day today.
Really?
I don't make it up. Zinfandel Day. A lot of people like that kind of wine.
They should give them
National
away.
Hiking Day. National Homemade Bread Day. National Baklava Day, which...
Oh, I know what that
some
is.
Some people love it to death. I could take it or leave it, but I don't have a sweet tooth to begin with. So. No dessert freaks me out like, oh my God, I got to have it. There isn't any dessert like that. It's just not my thing. No, I ate it. I'm not saying it sucks. Baklava does not suck. It's just not my thing.
It's real sweet.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Oh, yeah. That's why people with sweet tooth just go nuts over it. I mean, yeah, I hear nothing bad about it. I've had it. I have had it. I'm not acting like I haven't had it. I like to have it at all those Greek festivals, of course.
Yeah. Now, I made sarma. If any of you know what that is, that's native to where I come from. And it translates into cabbage rolls.
Transformazine to paste.
Oh, yummy. They are so yummy.
Tell me more. Yeah. Tell me more.
All right. You know what? My nose is itching like crazy. There must either be a lot of dust in the air, or I'm going to kiss a fool tonight. No fools here. Maybe Gibbs.
He's not here.
No, he's not. That's right.
They're in another room. They're in the living room.
All right. Well, we could get to
it. We should get on the road. Well, we literally are getting on the road. Because first caller is going to be area code 806, which is in the great state of Texas. 806, you're calling number one.
Hello there and welcome.
This is Ann.
Hello, this is Ann.
It is Ann. Hi, Ann.
Pump up the volume.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're rocking.
Yeah, and isn't it starting to get cold where you're at, or is it still pretty?
It sure is. No, it's getting cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question. Did you get online very, very late yesterday and not get in?
No, I didn't.
Okay, somebody did it the last night. I didn't catch the area code, but oh well.
I thought it was 60.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? That is it. Holy psychicness. That just popped into my head, too. Visual of the number.
Well, what's on your mind this evening?
I started my first week of teaching this week.
Yeah.
And it was a good week, but there was one day that was just so crazy. So I thought, oh, my gosh, did I make the right choice? But then the next 2 days were good. So I'm feeling good about the job change. But and I haven't talked to Domingo. And some man reached out to me. His name was Clark. Yes, Wednesday night. And he asked me out for dinner. But it was at such short notice. So I said I couldn't meet him. So just want to see what the cards say about me dating. I haven't met anybody. I haven't gone on any dates lately or anything.
It's all right, Deb, but it's kind of like a love thing here.
All right, let's see what we got going for you.
Domingo, is that a common first name?
Domingo.
I think it's a common Hispanic name, if you ask me.
I don't know, because, you know, I've heard of it. Yeah. Dominic is a big one, isn't it? But that's like many different languages have Dominics.
Oh, I don't know. Just, yeah.
I don't know why I even thought about that.
But yeah, this job is tiresome.
Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah. What, your job or his job?
Her job.
No, no, my job. My job. Going back into teaching into special ed, it's tiring because, you know, I'm having to physically help children get in line and go here and you know, change diapers.
Boy,
but it's,
you've got to have a halo on your head. And we should all bow to you because it takes a very special person to work with special needs.
And you have to have massive amounts of patience.
You really do.
And I have.
And then I have an assistant that's amazing. So I think we're going to be a great team. So that makes it
good
too.
That helps.
Yes. Yeah,
you got that helps a lot.
But I
There's
do come home tired.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, sure. It's
yeah.
different now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of brain tired.
Yeah. We have a lot of issues here in our Commonwealth of Virginia with
mm-hmm.
abuse of special needs children, whether
oh,
it's
can
in
imagine.
The classroom. Or on the school bus. So it's a big thing, and they keep trying to get good people. And it seems like that's an epidemic around this country,
yes.
trying to
yes.
get good people for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because not anybody can just do that job.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's hard.
You got to have the patience, and you have to care. You know,
yes.
there's some can do without giving a crap, but that's not one of them.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
well, one thing we should bear in mind here is that Domingo is not a one-person dater at this point. There are others. You know, keep that in mind. You know, and people need to remember, everybody, that nobody is exclusive until you've had the talk.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless it's really super clear without the talk. Unless you really know, you both just mutually
yeah.
understand. But then get that verbally. International shout out to Laura in Canada.
Laura, yeah.
Right, back your card.
Okay, so the thing with him is he's got too many choices. And it has actually caused him to become a little confused. So I want to say that I honor him in the sense that he isn't just taking advantage of you, you know, telling you all the pretty words,
right?
Getting into your knickers, you know, and I think that's admirable of him. Also, you have opportunities around you too, around where you're working, where you're teaching. I'm seeing a couple of men around there. Now, maybe you won't see them until the first of the year.
Okay.
You know, because don't they break during the winter holidays or, you know?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, we're going to break probably the middle of December and you go back
yeah.
the first, second
and
week of January. Uh-huh.
I see them definitely making themselves known to you. There's two of them. The one, they're... One faces you, so I think he's more direct, and the other one is kind of looking off in the distance. So when that happens, we'll take a closer look at them because it would seem that you know, the clubs is far more ready for picking, you know, right, for picking than the spade. The spade is off looking down the road, but I think that's more about his possibilities and opportunities romantically.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to really throw a monkey wrench into this. You have a suitor coming up who isn't just going to date you. This guy is going to court you. And he's the king of hearts. And I don't think they come any better than the king of hearts or jack of hearts is good too.
Mm-hmm.
These are somebody that these are warm, sensitive, loving, committed type of people. They make excellent caregivers. They, often they're in the side of caregiving in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily as doctors, most, you know, but this would be the right kind of person medically, you know, and I'm feeling that you may end up with a doctor's type of husband coming up in your future.
With a what?
A doctor kind of husband.
Oh, okay.
Medical professional. And he looks right at you and right at wanting to exchange vows, if people even do that anymore. I haven't been invited to a wedding in, oh, well, I was officiating weddings, but all of those people got divorced. I guess I didn't make it stick well enough. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the last guy I spoke to, like I said, yeah. I you know, wanted to go to dinner, and I said it was too short notice. He was really sweet, owned a business, said he lived in Utah, had a home in Charleston.
Well, sure, and there's a man here, another one, that you're going to hear from again real soon, and I bet it's him.
I hope so.
Now, those are characterized as diamonds, as he is. These are the money makers of the 12 base cards, money makers. Mm-hmm. This man knows how to really put the rubber to the road and make money from an idea that can tend at times to be a little materialistic, but most of their charisma reminds me of Leo of the Zodiac. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll have another date offer, and I'm glad you didn't jump at that because it makes you look like you have nothing going on with such short notice, you know? So, yeah,
right.
I think that's great. All right,
but he talked about traveling and everything, so I was looking forward to really meeting this guy.
that will be lovely for you.
Yeah.
And, by the way, Danielle is here, and I think she's got news.
I've been waiting. She hasn't said anything, and... So
okay.
We'll see. I'll let you know when she shares and if, you know, when it happens.
She's going to grow up and have like 7, 8, 9 kids.
Oh, I always said that we would tease her that she was a breeder, you know, a breeder. that she would be an awesome mother and have a big brood of kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on that.
Yeah,
well, I will keep you posted.
Oh, wait now. Don't leave us.
I'm waiting for Jim.
The subject of your river card is you got a feeling you just can't shake that little voice inside you. Listen to that shit. So,
I do need to listen to that voice.
Yeah.
If you got a little voice saying something.
Listen to it.
Listening to it doesn't mean that you follow it, but you should listen to it at least.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Telling you to go assassinate politicians, you probably don't want
to
do that.
That's probably not.
You're right.
They make us angry. We cannot act upon that.
There's already going to be a bloodbath with the presidential election.
Blood. Well, don't even talk about that. Vomit material. I hate it. Every 4 years, I just want to puke. If there was another planet I would go to it during that 12-month running up through that.
Just be a party voter. Then it doesn't matter.
I just won't even, I just don't care. I'll vote whoever I want. I don't want to hear all the bullshit. All the debate's so important. Everybody's made up a goddamn mind.
All right. Well, thank you, Anne. Very nice
to hear from you.
And as you put her in the mute.
Well, I did put her in the mute, but she hung up.
Oh, she reminded me. I have a review that I've been meaning to give to you guys on 2 dating websites. You know, this is the time of year when some people want to play around. And I don't think that you should look at it as anything more than play. Just play. You don't have to meet anybody. You don't have to entertain them. But it would be interesting to see what you attract. I have been a member of eDate, eDate.com. And... the problem for me is that I'm in an age group where these guys look, they look really old. And, you know, it's not exactly a gotta-do thing for me. So I just look and see, and so far I'd say I'm not attracting very much in that way. But then the really good-looking ones tend to be scammers. So I just want to mention it's okay to play there. Don't don't look for a lasting love there. I just don't think it'll happen. Now, I want to tell you about eHarmony.com. That website has really come up. Last time was about 4 years ago, I think, that I gave a review on eHarmony. I completely forgot I was a member there. And I also was not completely aware that this is an international dating website. There is lots of Canada guys. And guys up there, if you like the rustic, you know, kind of guy that you can tell he's done a lot of really hard but good work, probably bearded, you know, not, what do they call them, those?
You know, they got a big, they got a lot of giant cities with metropolises and people that hang out in the city and never go play in the country too in Canada. They do have that.
They're just not on eHarmony.
Probably don't need to be. They're probably running around Toronto. There's probably plenty of chickens.
Probably don't need to be. You're right. But then there's also a ton from the UK. Also Australia. Where's our Australia girl tonight?
Not here yet, or she, okay, has not spoken up.
Tons of them, and they look very fit. I don't know if I would want to even contemplate a really fit gym rat kind of guy. You know, it just wouldn't be my style. Just as a really heavy set guy really wouldn't be either. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you both, you all know that that's a pretty good target-rich environment if you want to go there. So that's my little review for today.
Yay.
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 All right, let's go on. Let's move.
On and on. We're going to go to area code 603. That is in New Hampshire. 603, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to have you with us. And you are? Hi. Hello.
We got a really crappy connection. Do you want to help me your phone by chance? Because that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of, well, my husband's been passed for about 10, 11 months now, and he passed about this time.
Oh.
Yeah. And
your name. Your name is
Diana.
Yeah.
Diana. Every time I assume I'm wrong, that's why I didn't want to do that. Okay, great. She's on.
And I don't know. I'm just a little down, and I don't know where I'm headed. I haven't felt good. I've had thrush, not from wearing things in my nose or anything. Just got it from a fungal. It's a fungal thing, and I've been taking nystatin. And it's helping, but I just hope that goes away soon because food tastes terrible. I don't know if you know what it is.
Oh, you know, sinus infections will taste bad.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. your sinuses, your nose, and your taste buds, like if, remember when people used to see kids would come, hey, here's some really awful medicine, hold your nose. Mm-hmm. There's a thing to that because your taste buds need that little nose thing to really kick ass. They're not. That's why when your nose is totally stuffed, your head's packed, food kind of is like bleh.
Yeah. Well, I have, it's called thrush. It's a fungal thing in my mouth and in my throat.
A lot of things.
It makes food. Yeah. I can't eat much.
It is fungal. Did they give you medication?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you've got... Do you have
talking to myself. I'm sorry.
Do you have medication?
Yes, I'm taking. I can't hear both of you at the same time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm taking nystatin. Nystatin. It's an antibiotic. And you rinse and then you swallow it. It's It's an antibiotic and it's better. But the food just tastes terrible in my throat.
Like
you know, that white bumps on my tongue like cottage cheese. They said was.
Yeah.
How it looks.
Babies
and
get it.
And that'll go away, won't it?
Yeah. Well, babies have to take an antibiotic too, but it does go away. It does. It is fungal. Did you say that?
I didn't say anything.
Somebody said that.
I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
Oh, he's so sensitive. He might cry.
Hey, cut it out, Gibbs.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything. I was just trying to listen. But
no,
I just want this to go away so I can eat. I mean, I've lost some weight. I only weigh probably 114.
Oh,
and I don't want to lose any.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't lose a lot from this, no. But I think I've had it a long time because food hasn't been tasting right for a while. So, and they said that's a big sign, the white stuff on your tongue and the dryness in the side of your mouth. And I have all that.
Have you,
you know,
checked out medical websites like WebMD, others that may have full list information for you?
Lemon juice is supposed to be good. But do you know it will go away? Can you just tell me that? It's not going to kill me, is it?
No,
no.
No
doctors at this table.
No, but remember,
I don't think it's about opinion
to anything more. I really feel that this is going to nip it in the bud for you.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Just take time.
But, but do you also see anybody in my life ever coming? Is it me because I'm holding back or...
Love is in the air.
I've got to tell you, I think that you are facing a huge shift in your life away from all the emotional and psychological hardships. This now as a physical hardship, you definitely got a big, important change to the good coming to you. And yes, there's going to be another very loving partner for you. Just choose carefully because you got a couple of guys here who don't always tell the truth.
Imagine that.
Tend to not be
faithful.
Yeah, that's it, faithful. So, but there
oh,
is.
Oh, that I'll meet, you mean?
Yes. So just kind of listen to your own intuition.
Well, it's kind of funny. Some things never change. I don't think that's.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably goes back hundreds of years. Guys would come and court a woman, and a lot of them are going to present themselves as maybe not as nice as they are, of course, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to weed that out.
I don't know that person yet? You're saying I haven't met him yet?
I do not believe that you have, but we are in holiday season where people are more social. People are, you know, very festive. In the street, they'll say, hey, how you doing? And this one, I feel, is somebody you're going to meet that you will be able to tell right in that first meeting that he is somebody very special. And why I say that is I feel it's your, I feel it's his outlook. He's got a very positive, wonderful outlook on things that it will help to do the same for you. And it's undershirt, so I don't think you can miss. I think he's just going to help your path. It would seem to me like you're pretty much ready now to engage in a relationship, and this will be a very good one for you. So.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate that. And money-wise, I'll be okay and all that stuff.
I feel like you're just kind of in a good holding pattern right now, which is good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a lot of times in your mailbox, no news is usually good news.
Yeah,
so,
true.
So she doesn't see
see
money problems.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling and waiting. We appreciate that. And real quick, I have your rebel card reading before we move on.
Yes, thank you.
The subject of your rebel card reading is you are loved.
Oh.
You are here for a reason, so don't fuck it up.
Okay.
That's your rebel card.
You know what? Us humans are good at screwing shit up. Having a good thing and screwing it up.
It is.
Humans.
It's very true.
We are. We are. Yeah, you know, that's why, you know, we're not perfect. If we were perfect, who knows where we'd probably be doing great things.
Diana, do you have snow yet up there? You got snow?
Well, we did get a little dusting about 2 weeks ago, and that was it. But no more, no. It was in about 50 today. 50
I got a question for you, because every place is different.
Yeah.
On the average, do you get a lot of snow?
We, New England, New Hampshire used to. It's been a while, but
okay.
The last, I'd say, 10 years, they have been a lot different. Some have been more, but there's just, we have, you know, right, 50s, so it's getting to 60s tomorrow.
I asked that
you know, in November.
Global warming.
No, yeah, of course. People automatically assume a lot of times that, oh, you're north of us.
Yeah.
No, it's
that's
like,
what I was saying.
And also the place of where you are in relation to the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean's got that Gulf
mm-hmm.
current.
Oh, we still get the north, you know, the nor'easters, they call them.
Oh,
I'm from
yeah.
Ohio,
yep.
So. But
yeah. Oh.
They get those every now, once in a while. But it's
yeah.
all around. It's changed.
We get a bunch of those.
Diana, I got to tell you, when I
yes.
was in the Army, the most normal people that I knew who were also in the Army came from Ohio. Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
We're in for a short little bit.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
you know, you start
okay.
going west. That's when the crazy.
I have learned after all the years I've been in on two carriers with thousands of people is every state's got cool people and every state's got jackwads. Just like it.
Right.
We're all.
Right.
Someone, greatest people,
right.
you know what? It also has not the greatest people. It's just life, you know. But that's cool.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you look like or what nationality. I don't. I...
Exactly. People are people, right?
People. Are
yeah.
People.
Right.
Well, hey,
that.
You know what? We're glad to call in. I hope things get better for you.
Okay.
And you know, it hasn't
Thank
been
you.
That long since the passing.
No,
of your
I,
loved one.
No.
So it hasn't
no.
been. So you shouldn't be hard on yourself if you're still feeling the blues. Some people are like,
okay.
I should go there.
Yes,
whatever.
I agree.
I love you guys. I hope
yeah,
you know that.
You
know.
Definitely call us back again.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are great together.
Yeah.
All right, hon.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah. Right. Yesterday we had our representative from Rhode Island. It's almost like a meeting of the Continental Congress back in the old days. Yes. The old New England states coming together to rid themselves of the tyranny of the mother England. Yes, indeed. Well, I should save that for the 4th of July.
So I wonder if anybody...
Yeah, it was Depeche Mode, yes.
You're pretty up on history.
Well, a lot
did
more
they,
than I used to be.
Did they give those that wanted to head out, did they give them much trouble, you know,
cool.
in England? Did they...
Well, they welcomed all the loyalists that wanted to come over. They took in a lot of the... There was a lot of... Black people that escaped because they knew that, hey, a whole bunch of slavery shit going around here, and England wasn't into that stuff. And they
no.
said, oh, no, you come over. Oh, no, no, we don't do that slavery stuff. So they had a lot to offer. It was just a pissy contest. It wasn't like there was this great tyrant. It was, you know what it was? You had a colony. These people started, a lot of them, not all, some of them were born in England, but these people started getting a little, you know, I don't feel attached anymore. I want to not be with you, big brother, anymore. That's all.
And they didn't care?
No, they did care. That's why there was that big, that's why they sent over ships full of troops and they battled for all the years.
Oh, right, right.
They did
right.
care.
Well,
and then they kind of didn't get over it. So we signed this little treaty, then they still screwed with the U.S., and then we had the War of 1812. So it was like, deja vu, here we go again. And then finally, after that, it's all right, I guess that's it. And then we got along. Because you know what? The enemy of my enemy is, you know, my friend, so they... started having problems with, like, Germany and stuff like that in World War I. I said, yeah, you know what? We're pretty good buddies now.
Isn't it funny how the pendulum swings?
Yep. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
Yep. So even though we battled each other's asses off in the War of 1812, that's another 100 years. There's, like,
and
two generations or so of people that didn't have that bad blood with anymore.
And the way that they fought a war, advancing on each other... Where did I see that? In what movie?
Oh, they did that even in the Civil War.
Yeah, they just kept...
Yeah, that didn't... Yeah, yes, there were some folks, some of the mountain boys, like Ethan Allen, Green Mountain Boys, and all those guys knew how to... The mountain boys didn't do that crap. They got in trees and
oh,
did that
they?
Slavery stuff. Yeah, they didn't do that support the line. They're like, screw that shit. You know, so yeah. But, you know, that was the thing. You know, and the Brits were like, holy crap. A lot of those, like Ethan Allen guys and all of those stuff, it's like, oh, take out the... They were smart, but they weren't used to that as gentlemen. They were taking out the officers. And it's like, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
Unwritten rules of war in Europe for thousands of years is you don't take out the command. That's not right. Go after the troops. Leave the commanders alone.
Did Sun Tzu agree with that?
There was a guy
yeah.
from Britain one time when Washington was out surveying a battlefield or something. There was a British guy that had him in his sights. Could have fucking sniped out Washington. That might have changed the whole war.
Oh, yeah.
He might still be UK. But he said, no, that's not right. I can't get the freaking general. You don't do that. He's like, well, they would have. So
go for the grunts.
Yeah. Well, I was like a gentleman. It was like a gentleman thing. Because you know what? Most of your generals, look at the Romans. All the general guys are just rich people. And they bought out armies. So it's like, we're the gentlemen. We're the Gentiles, the rich people. We don't shoot each other. We get the peasants, the farmers. They go fight and kill each other. That's what we do. Yeah. So I got that going for us. All right. That's enough of that stuff. All right. Here we go. Area code 520. Olisa.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah.
Well,
she sounds like she's in an automobile. Are you in an automobile?
Are you driving?
I'm putting on the speakerphone. Can you hear me better?
No, you were fine. It just sounded like you were in a car. No, you're good.
I am in the car, actually.
How nice to hear from you.
Love you both, you know, and I'm happy to be I got some great news. I was at the doctor's office, and I was on a high, and all these. It's just a really nice time of year. I had a ton of invitations are flooding my inbox, and it's wonderful. And my grandson and I are. I was going to go to one Thanksgiving dinner, but then. Another Thanksgiving dinner invite came along, and it's more family-oriented. There weren't any children, so we were going to make it work, but the family-oriented one, I'm flying high. I'm really happy, and I just, you know, things are falling into place, and, you know, it's a happy time. I went with my girlfriend this morning. We went out and listened to music and drank coffee. And tonight I'm going to go to her party. And, you know, it's just the weekend before I pick my grandson up, there are more parties that I'm going to. So it's fun. It's just a lot of fun that's going on. And,
well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm really happy to hear that.
So when do you pick him up?
Well, I went out to town once, and that was so much fun. God, you know, and so, it's all good. I mean,
when do you pick him up, hon?
We're
having, the connection is not that great.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get into a place here.
Okay.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, that's the wonderful world of cell phones when you're driving around or stuff like that. Yep. That's all right.
Hopefully this place I pull over is, they have that.
Well, I hope you pull over to some place that's safe.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of road work, and, oh, my God, they may not even allow me to stay here. Oh, dear Lord. Let me see. There's a lot of traffic behind me, too. Oh, dear.
So, right now, your connection is great. Right now, your connection is wonderful.
I might be able to inch forward here because, oh, my goodness, that guy really, he came by. Okay, so I think I can pull over here. Yeah, I think this will work. This will work. Yeah. Hopefully
connection is good. Connection is really good right now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So when are you getting the grandson?
21st, I'm going to go pick him up. And
well, that's soon.
I know.
Tuesday, right?
Well, Thanksgiving's, I can't believe how quick, you know, it's on us, you know, these holidays. I can't believe it.
They say.
So how's everything? You're a party queen. That sounds great. And everything else is going well?
It's going absolutely over the wall perfect. It is so incredible. I'm just on a real natural high. I don't like to see it. I'm a little burdened with some of the things, you know how it is. You're making this dish, that fucking dish, and this fucking dish.
Yeah.
So that's a little, worrisome. But I'll get it done. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, something I try to do as often as I think of it is when I'm preparing something is I'll put my hands like above it and we'll put a blessing on the dish for the fresh vegetables, the, you know, having the money to be able to buy what I needed for the dish.
What are you, the Pope?
No, but it's just a vibration to put into the food.
Your food has vibrations.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's cool. That's good, hey. If your food vibrates, let it rip. All right.
So what would you like
so
as
what
your
would
question?
You like to know?
On my, excuse me. I guess what you see up and coming, because nothing, the only changes that have happened there have been really phenomenal. They've been great.
Wonderful.
And it's what I usually ask you about, and that's what I'd be asking about now. Because
it
is just, we've been having some very serious deep talks. We've become more sexual with each other, and he talked marriage, you know. So, I mean, there it is.
Well, no wonder you're in such a celebratory mood.
Yes.
And the other thing is I've got a lot of girlfriends that are contacting me. I mean, I do see my girlfriends, but those invites are pouring in, and it's this party and that party, and I'm going to them by myself, solo. And I do that, and I love it, and I just enjoy myself immensely. And
that's
so
important.
You know, and the holidays are, everybody is so happy and, you know, outgoing, and this weekend is chock full of that kind of whirlwind stuff. I'm a little tiny bit exhausted about it. I mean, I see myself just going somewhere by myself and taking a few days off when things settle down.
After Thanksgiving's over, probably, yeah.
Well, your cars are looking, they look terrific.
Or maybe right before Thanksgiving, get a little time to recharge the battery.
Your grandson is here. Yeah, and he's going to so enjoy being with you. That little boy wants to live with you so bad,
I know.
And
I want
as well, when he gets older, as he gets more, there will come a time that he'll be able to, like, speak to a judge and tell the judge what he wants.
I hope
you know.
So.
Yes,
I
think
so.
You're going to have a great time, but there's an underlying vibe of feeling bad for him when you can offer more.
He probably feels that all the time.
And I wish the mother would realize. You know.
Yeah, he can't. He's a horse in the water. Lead him to the water. You know, he can't make him realize lots of things. Obviously.
Now, this is the grandson that came from your son that has that is no longer living?
Right.
Okay.
I didn't want to go into on the radio about that because I don't feel, you know, Deb, you and I have a connection, but I don't like to divulge all my personal heart stuff because it's you and I that have the connection. You know, it's the stuff I tell you off to you.
Yeah. Because as he enters into the teenage years, I think it's going to be really important for him to be able to talk to you about such things. Okay.
Oh no, we do that now.
That's good. I'm so glad.
No, we do that in depth. Yeah.
Well, and here's good news: the Queen of Spades that's been around you for some time, a woman that would take rather than give, she wants to take. She's going to find out, oh, shucks, she's not going to get anywhere because you've got him. Oh, yeah, you've got him.
That's good water.
Well,
no,
he and I have been talking. I've used your coaching, a combination of other people's coaching, and I just laid it on the table, draw the line, and I did draw the boundaries. And I said, you know, this doesn't work for me. And this is why it doesn't work for me. I was talking to him. And I laid every detail out. And I just said, from now on, we lead separate lives. And he did not, you know, so he's been talking to me. And he's been
it's working. It's working. And so he understands completely where I'm coming from on a lot of different issues. Like we have to share making the dish for Thanksgiving. I'm joking, but we are.
You will be celebrating with him too?
Oh, God,
for
all of us.
Okay. Tell you, there has been a huge shift in your cart. Whatever the two of you have, what has evolved between the two of you is just so huge in terms of the energy between the two of you that I think he's finally reached a point where he's ready. And one of the biggest things is he's always been afraid that he would disappoint you intimately. But he's over that. So
He would not.
Yeah.
He would not. No. I would make sure.
Well, and you know what? That's important that you are able to, you know, what's the word? Help him over that.
It takes two to tango, you know, and I don't worry too much about that, and I think that's a masculine thing, isn't it? Is that a masculine concern more than anything
else? Well, about performance, I think so. But I think we women are apprehensive at first, too. We don't know if we're in, you know, how we're doing, how the act is progressing, if you know what I mean. Everybody's on stage in the beginning. I don't like those beginnings, you know.
Really?
They always
and we are merely playing.
Yes, Shakespeare. Yes.
Oh, and Rush quoted it, too, in their song.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
well,
Limelight.
You don't know how the other one, you got to get in tune with each other. Okay, it's like a duet, and you have to bring it together. I don't know. I'm trying to kind of soft soap this instead of saying, you know,
I don't know what the hell you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say.
Have at it.
He's really got passion for Lisa. He really does.
And I have. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it because I have passion for him. And, you know, we talk about this in detail, and we have for the past year, you know, here and there and recently, very concentrated. And you know, the other day he said to me, and I guess this is really divulging, as a matter of fact, yesterday, he said, do you want me to bite you? And I said, well, only if you do it kindly.
Oh, I could be a vampire.
Oh, biting is good.
I love your taste. I love.
Yeah, no, just a little bite. No, I always was turned off with the hickeys.
That's not biting.
They call them passion marks when I was in the Army.
Yes, you know what?
Unfortunately,
I do... I've always liked those, but I refuse to get them because you're right. They do show and they look stupid, but
they do.
In the moment,
it looks like you're in high school.
In the
people in high school are like, oh, look what I was doing. They like them, you know,
you can put hickeys on
the
chest.
Ooh, goody,
or
goody.
On the thighs,
oh, God.
But not on the neck. Everybody,
you know, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, decades ago, I remember her. She was married, you know, freshly married to this dude. And she went to the doctor, and she had just robed for the examination. The doctor said, who's beating you? And she said, no one. I'm just, these are hickeys from my husband.
Oh, my God. Hickeys, yeah.
Well, I mean, they are approved, basically. It is basically a little blood. They are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the doctor would say that. It looks like a mark. It could be like... You can grab somebody's wrist really hard and leave a bruise, or smack them with something soft. You know, doctors have to watch out for that.
Well, here's what I find so... I find this tremendously wonderful in your reading is that he is changing. He's becoming what you have seen in him, but he held back. And now I see that he is feeling safe and secure. And he can be who he is. And boy, I'll tell you, Lisa, if we were in private, ew, would I have questions for you.
Oh my God, yeah. You know,
you got to move in together, but if you're heading down that road.
Oh, I think they know.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of people skip it. Well, I just get married. Yeah. But, nowadays it's smart to live together.
So
you
got to find
out. Might
not
be as compatible as you think you are.
Days
of living sin, that's bullshit. Nobody, you can live together and not be married.
Yeah. Well, in our connecting door, you know, we probably live together.
Oh, you're like one step away. Right? You are one step away.
Yeah. Almost like you are.
And basically, it's like a big house. It's like a giant mansion.
He looks so happy. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
Lisa.
God. I'm so happy with him. And I'm really walking in this way. We have been talking. And we spent a lot of concentrated time together. So we talked and talked and talked. And we talk about fun things. We laugh and sing. We always have a great time when we're, you know, we were traveling. We had to travel for hours to one destination and come back. And we stop and eat. We make it fun. And then things come up in our conversations. And then, you know, we keep talking and telling each other, you know, what we believe in or how we believe or, you know, so I'm glad to hear that you see what you see, and also thank you. I feel it in my heart too.
Well, that's where it's really important. And also he has had the two of you have had so much interference from others, you know, what's his name? A Sultan.
The Sultan of Blackness.
And the guy from New York City. The friend came and grabbed
your personal shout out to
Sophia.
Sweden, welcome. All right, back to Lisa.
And I'll tell you what, he has cleared the deck for you in so many ways. As far as getting rid of these minor players that just create static and trouble. Okay.
I knew what you were getting. Yeah. I just wonder where that came from, clear the deck.
Well, it's kind of a term, I guess.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for the test.
Well, I know. I didn't know. I was like, what does that mean? Deck of cards? Deck of the house? Oh, deck.
You know,
I got it. Yeah, roger that.
With your coaching, it's very helpful to me because sometimes I can be clumsy like an ox and say still the wrong, you know, step on it and not mean to step on it. And, I mean, I'm known for being I mean, I can hurt, you know, someone's feelings, you know, girlfriends or whatever, friends, or even my little grandson can say, man, why did you say that? And then, you know, I have to explain myself because I can be a little, so your coaching is putting me more into awareness. You know,
at a female, they say all sorts of crazy shit.
Oh, geez, Jim.
They all do.
I love it.
She's normal. They say that crazy, wacko stuff. I mean, you're a normal female. That's good to know.
Well, and also, he's looking inward, where he before was trying to, here's what I saw, is him looking away. And he was trying to deny to himself how he truly felt. And then we have, you know, so many terms out there, which I think is ridiculous, to label people a certain this or that, you know. And he is now looking inward in what he can give to you. And to me, that's beautiful.
Well, and he's very, Well, we have discussions, and he's helped me an awful lot with things that I, to use Jimbo's word, my projects. And he brings tremendous skill and experience in the background, and I tell him, and these are kind of conversations that we have. We cover the whole oceanfront of this, and so he knows how valuable the things that he contributes. It just is so amazing. And I told him my brother's friend loves how he helped me and such because it was visible, tangible thing that he did. And
you also had a lot of resentfulness that I feel that you have managed to cleanse yourself of. Because I don't hear it in you. Resentfulness and not lack of trust and, you know, those were just all negative forces working against you.
I know. And we're in a space of time, and I'm grateful. I'm very on my gratitude list. I'm very grateful.
That you have a lot to give thanks for on Thanksgiving.
Boy, I guess.
Oh, well.
Get that wishbone out of
the
that.
Right time of, there's the right time of year to have thanks to give.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
It
yeah, I
true.
Go to the
timing, you know, yeah.
Blessings of the...
It's not like it's Halloween where
yeah.
scary shit's about to happen.
No,
it's Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
We have a lot to give thanks for.
And
yeah, and I go to the forest, and I sit there, and I just... I'm so lucky because I have nature at my fingertips. But, you know, even when I lived in other places where there wasn't nature, there's always nature. You just look straight up into the sky. There's nature.
There is.
Word up on that, dog.
And get yourself some mistletoe.
Gotta
have mistletoe, yes.
You don't have
to. So you get lots of kisses.
Oh, yeah.
If you gotta have mistletoe, have kisses. Come on.
Well, she could always hang it from his belt.
When you do the mistletoe, you put the mistletoes at parties so a lot of strangers can find them. That's when I got, yeah, that's an old one.
It is.
It is. But I'm saying that's a lot of, I mean, probably about one out of every three Christmas parties, some dude runs around with a mistletoe right by his dick.
Oh, boy.
One of those work Christmas parties. That's common. That's what she said. That's like, that's old school.
Well, we're talking traditions here now.
Well, I don't know if that's what you call a tradition. I don't think you need mistletoes when you're with somebody that you're with all the time. Mistletoes are cool at an event where there's lots of strangers that can make you interact with somebody you've never met.
Yeah.
You might have a fun night at Bedroom Olympics with somebody you don't even know their name.
That's New Year's Eve.
They don't have mistletoe.
And Deb,
no, yes.
You know, it's the time when you and I are on the line together by ourselves. I'll tell you what I told him. I told him, when was it yesterday? I told him my nickname for him. And at first I was telling him when we were on our trip, I said, I have a nickname for you. He said, it better be nice. And then we got into some other conversations. It is a dynamo nickname. And I finally told him yesterday because I was laying down the law with him about certain things. And and then I said, and this is the nickname I have for you. So it kind of softened. And laying down the law was only what my expectations and my boundaries were. And so he knows I'm sincere. He knows in my behavior. I mean, we know this about each other. You know, we're not donkey dicking around with each other.
Well, I want to tell you another thing that has great potential in these cards. There's you and a secret trip to like Las Vegas or Reno or somewhere.
Are you kidding me? Really?
The little Chapel of the Stars. Yeah. But it's secret. It's a secret trip. It's eloping.
Then that's not really a secret, though.
Eloping. You don't tell anybody. You just go.
But she'll know because she's in on the secret.
Well, she's supposed to know.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like she's not going to know. Like,
well, in the old days.
Like it would be white slavery.
It's like he's going to wrap her in a blanket and kidnap her.
In the old days, the guy would put a ladder up to the house in the middle of the night, get her out of her bedroom, and off they would go.
It was on the 60s shows, 60s type shows in the early 70s.
Some things never go out of style, but just looking at each other saying,
but it wasn't reality.
Hey, we should go up there. It's New Year's Eve. Let's start the new year as Mr. and Mrs. Neighbor.
Well,
it's right here. It's right here. Jim can vouch for me.
I see a queen of diamonds, two of diamonds, and a ten of spades. That's what I vouch for.
And that is a secret card.
That's all, yeah.
And I feel it's to go get married.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord,
you.
I love
it. The voodoo.
Well, he mentioned...
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought it up.
Or you can come here and I'll marry the two of you.
Yeah, you know, why would you go someplace close like Reno? You
might
have to go to the other side of the United States.
True, but that's what I feel. You know, you guys are riding on a cloud right now, and it's beautiful. And we need, the world is in such a sad state of I don't know what, that we need this.
It never changes. The world's always got conflicts. It is what it is. There's always somebody killing somebody somewhere.
God, I know.
It is what it is.
It's just too bad people can't just get along. Take antidepressants and get along. Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah, can't we all just get along?
Oh, yeah, Rodney King.
Yep.
Let me tell you something about Rodney King, and nobody wants to hear it. But if anyone, maybe they destroyed the tapes, but when he was being chased by the cops, he was pointing to, he was running away, and he was pointing to his ass and making faces at the law enforcement. It's not right what they did to him, but, I make the statement myself. When cops are always pulling me over, always, because I drive too slow or whatever. I'm never really truly, I'm not speeding, but they're always pulling me over for one thing or another. And my point is that if I were to say, what the heck are you doing, man, pulling me over? I didn't do anything. I'd be down on the ground with handcuffs. You know, cops do that. You got to jump. You got to say hi.
Everybody go on the internet and Google Chris Rock, cops shut the fuck up. It's a great comedy routine. Yep. It's hilarious.
You can't even.
Oh, it's hilarious. And you know what? He's a black dude. So, and that's what he's saying.
And
you
then,
the fuck?
Rodney,
the cop
he didn't even do anything good with that money. He just became a drug user and his health suffered.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, the problem was is the first court, they went to like the regular court down there in L.A., found the cops not guilty. That's why they rioted.
Oh, yeah, and then that guy that
won. There was a jury trial. There was black people in the jury. It wasn't a white jury. Then they went to the federal prosecuted him, like, for civil rights type stuff, and they can use, it's a different court with different evidence rules, so that's why they got convicted and stuff for that. But that is what it was. So long ago. Yeah.
And that dude, the white dude that was a trucker, and they took a brick and smashed his brains out, and then he was lying in his hospital bed, and he said, let's just forgive everybody. You know, let's just get on and forgive everybody. Now, that guy they never talk about. That guy, really, he just, I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, we don't know. We do not know. That was a long
time ago.
A long time ago. I think it was in the 90s.
Yeah, it was in the 90s, yep. Yes, indeed. I was still a squid.
Oh, boy.
You're a squid.
Well, Lisa,
I was in the Navy, still a squiddly diddly.
Everything looks good. Everybody's on the same page now.
The page. It's going to be on the same page.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, me too.
The same page.
Hey,
the page Deb.
Hey, Deb, if you ever see him looking the other way in the cars, I didn't know he was doing that before. Let me know, please, because I need to really know that. If he's not into it, you know, then I need to know.
Well, he stopped fighting the demons he had about this relationship. Last week, he was fixated on the fact that you were starting to act like his old girlfriend. But somebody has set him straight, or he's had an epiphany, or he saw something or read something, but something changed him where he's realized that's what love really is, and you've got it for him. Yeah, so that's been a big change for him.
Yeah!
All right.
We have a rumble card for you before
I love it.
I haven't even read it yet. The subject
is that what the
some...
prostitute? Is that what the prostitute says? Let's wrap this.
They should say that. I hope they say that.
I
good
do
Lord
too.
God,
yeah.
Yes indeed. Got to keep it wrapped. That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
The subject is you need some fucking yoga in your life.
Yeah.
And what it says is ancient shit is cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's neat. Well, she already does that. She goes and hangs out in nature.
You know,
she's already doing that.
You can do yoga for couples.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some really nice poses.
It's not sexual when they do that.
All right, Lisa, I got to tell you.
Unless you go to some kind of porn yoga.
I've missed you so much.
I've
Thank you for calling me.
Born yoga.
We love you too.
Long time. Love you long time.
It just wasn't the same without you.
Not the same.
Oh, I love you too.
So you take care now.
You're part of my
family. Yes.
I mean, thinking of being grateful. Thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
Check in with us again now, if you
again
would.
Again and again.
Yeah.
Most likely we shall be here tomorrow.
Oh, we'll be here
Saturdays
tomorrow.
Saturdays are pretty, unless somebody gets sick, Saturdays are pretty constant.
And on Monday, I want to tell everybody who's ever still here.
Monday, we News for the Soul earlier.
Yeah, and I'm having a special guest. And she's working.
Oh,
yes.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. I didn't know it was Monday.
Yeah.
Because that's Nicole's show.
Yeah, and Nicole likes when we have guests.
Okay, but that means it has to be on that.
So anyway,
we'll talk.
I hope that you join me, Summer.
Nicole can arrange it too.
Summer will be with us, and she is quite an expert when she does different healing techniques.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Day late and a buck short.
She says she likes the looks. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, bright lights, big city.
My son did this. He worked really hard on these lights. He did. So, yeah.
These two plugs, take them all out?
I have no idea. We'll have to work on that. So, all right. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap. You know.
We have to wrap it up. We got 12 minutes. We hit the 90-minute mark.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Rachel. Sorry, we got to go.
Yeah, but glad to see you, hon. Glad. And, of course, Lisa, we're so grateful for you. Okay.
I'm grateful.
We shall be here tomorrow if you desire.
Yes, if you have the time, call us.
That's right.
As we think good thoughts.
We shall be here.
Yeah.
And good
Let's
thoughts.
Take care, everybody. Yes.
All right, get back on the road there. She pulled over. Now you get back on the road and drive to where you're driving to. She's on mute now, but she's still with us. All right, Deb, let us wrap up the bloggers. There's nobody else on hold, so we're not sure. Last night we had to cut somebody off. They came on right when we were saying goodbye, but it's life. Always the motto is better early than late.
Yeah.
From any show that we do. And probably a lot of things in life, better early than late. But okay. All righty. You ready, Deb?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go some Madame.
All right, everybody, we'll see you again tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific, and whatever time that translates to where you are, please join us.
Cool.
Take care.